in Sheridan.
When it comes to orthopedic care, experience matters. At Sheridan Orthopedic Associates, our team of board-certified specialists brings decades of trusted expertise to every diagnosis, treatment, surgery, and recovery plan. From sports injuries to joint replacements, Sheridan Orthopedics offers both surgical and non-surgical care tailored to your needs right here in your community. Choose the team that physicians and families have trusted for generations. Learn more about our team of experts at SheridanOrtho.com. Sheridan Orthopedics, expertise you can count on.
This is Carrie Ida Ettinger, Museum Director for the Museum at the Bighorns, and this is your Museum Minute.
The Transition of the Landscape exhibit presents a selection of Jessamine Spear Johnson photographs from the 1926 events of the 50th anniversary of the Battle of the Little Bighorn. The anniversary events included speeches, parades, and crow rodeo. This exhibit explores significant anniversary events of our nation and region, while offering the opportunity to share Jessamine's view as a resident of the Bighorn Mountain region. 2026 commemorates the 150th anniversary of the battle.
The Transition of the Landscape will be open January 2nd through June 28th. Visit the Museum at the Bighorn's new location at 171 North Main Street to see the exhibit. For this Museum Minute, this is Carrie Ida Ettinger, Museum Director.
This announcement is brought to you by Farmers Co-op, your farm and ranch supply store on Coffin Avenue.
Give the gift of security to someone you love. LifeLink of Sheridan County provides alert systems that work 24/7 from home or on the go. Managed and operated right here in Sheridan, there's no worry about setup and maintenance. We are just a phone call and a few minutes away. If you sign up between now and January 31st, there's no installation fee. For more information, call LifeLink. Link of Sheridan County at 751-9148.
This is Public Pulse, your information and conversation program brought to you by First Federal Bank and Trust. You can voice your opinion by calling 672-KROE. That's 672-5763. Now, your host for Public Pulse, Floyd Whiting.
Tuesday, January 6th, and from the foot of the Bighorns in Wyoming's Emerald City, I'm Floyd Whiting, and this is Public Pulse. This morning, we're joined by Sheridan Advocacy and Resource Center Executive Director Yvonne Swanson and Assistant Director Rhonda Weber. Good morning. Welcome back.
Good morning.
Hi. In sync. I love it.
I know. Ron and I have been together for so long.
18 years later, we're in sync.
How was your holiday? I'll start with you.
It was so good.
Was it?
It was good.
That's great to hear. Good, good, good. Go anywhere? Stay home?
I went to the Occidental, and there was a Roaring Twenties themed New Year's Eve bash, and then
I got engaged.
Oh my goodness, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
That's fantastic to hear.
Yes.
Shout out to Jason Shirey.
Did he pop the question right there at the Ox?
He did. He did take me to the other room, which was glorious.
Oh, that place is beautiful.
So it was private. But literally everybody in the whole building knew.
Except you,
except me. Yeah, it was awesome.
Well executed plan.
It was perfect.
Rhonda, how about you?
Our holidays were good. We were home for the whole holiday, Christmas and New Year's, and we hadn't been home for 2 years during those times, so it was really nice. I love nice weather, so that was even better, and yeah, we just had a really nice, quiet time.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, it was really nice.
We stayed home, too, and it's odd.
Yeah.
Just because we usually travel.
Right.
And the 1 year we're traveling would have been a lot easier.
Yeah.
We end up having to stay at the house.
Mm-hmm. No flight delays would have happened or anything like that.
No rough roads, mm-hmm. no storm, no white knuckle across the Dakotas.
Right. But you know, if you and I both would have traveled, it would have been horrendous.
It would have been terrible.
Yeah.
If you want snow, just give me someplace I got to go. We'll have it.
I know.
Oh, man. Now, for those who may not know, it's time to kind of refresh everything. So can you briefly explain the role of the Advocacy and Resource Center and the kinds of advocacy services that you provide to Sheridan County?
Sure. So the Advocacy and Resource Center is Sheridan County's nonprofit organization that assists victims of violent crime. So primarily, we work with victims of domestic violence, sexual assault, stalking, but we are a unique program in the state that allows us to serve all violent crime victims and serve as the victim witness program in Sheridan County, which essentially means we are the liaison between the county attorney and the other criminal justice processes to assist all violent crime victims. So any intentional crime done by a person to another person to cause them fear, harm, injury, or death, then we can serve those victims and their surviving family members. And the way we serve them is a multitude of ways, depending on what their needs are. We really strive to meet victims where they are, but primarily some key services are safety planning, understanding the criminal justice system, helping them know and understand their criminal justice rights or their rights as a victim, providing them with options and resources to help them navigate whatever it is they have going on in their life, usually assisting with that safety plan, and then empowering them to be the best versions of themselves.
And another aspect of what we do is communicate and work alongside law enforcement and other social agencies in our community, like Compass Center for Families, DFS, and things like that, to help our victims navigate the system. And we also provide a lot of training and prevention education in our community, mm-hmm. too. So our advocates, as small staff that we are doing a lot of work in our community, not just with our victims individually, but also with our community, too.
Prevention.
Yes.
Prevention.
Prevention, prevention. Mm-hmm. That's one thing that I do absolutely admire. I admire all your work, but I really do admire the work with prevention. You know, sometimes it just takes explaining to individuals, this is assault. This is abuse. Right. This is not what you want to do. I mean, you do that early. They know and understand. And going forward, they get it.
Yeah, prevention is a form of advocacy. And so anytime we're out in the community discussing what we do or just talking about different kinds of violence, boundaries, relationships, anything like that, it's really that educational piece, but also empowering people to start visualizing the types of relationships they want to surround themselves with, advocating for themselves. And so, prevention and advocacy go hand in hand.
Speaking with the SPD as often as I do, mm-hmm. one thing that they point out, high tickets, high citations are not a sign of good policing.
Right. Yeah.
It's the absence of crime.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so when it comes to the Sheridan Advocacy and Resource Center, prevention, mm-hmm. you guys are looking to work your way out of a job. That's the intention.
And prevention is such a word that is thrown around so often.
Mm-hmm.
But what it really is we are out there trying to show people that healthy relationships, healthy communication, listening to your partner, believing in each other, trusting each other is a way of creating those healthy relationships so there isn't domestic violence. So the first reaction when something doesn't go your way is to be violent or hurtful or threatening. And so our prevention is more of like, these are healthy things. This is how a relationship can look, should look, and everybody should strive for them.
Our specialty isn't in the batterer side of things, and so we don't do a lot of prevention and outreach on that component, the batterer mentality or the theory behind that or the causes, whatever that looks like. That's not really our specialty. Our specialty is more on the other side of, let's talk about what is abuse, what is abusive. And if that is occurring, where you can go and get support. And then once we have that hammered out, now let's really talk about what kinds of people you want to surround yourself with, because you get to decide that. And when you have safe environments where you can talk about that, and our schools were really, really lucky, they allow us that space to do that. We can have those open conversations. So these young people are starting to feel in their gut, in their tummy, and in their minds, who do I want to surround myself with? So then if that abusive mentality does come along, they're like, whoa, wait a minute. That's not what I have decided.
Yeah, so. They can see signs before it gets too bad.
Yeah, they can see signs. Now, I also want to clarify, just because you have the education and the know of what abusive mentality is or what abuse is, doesn't mean that you're immune to it. You can still be in an abusive relationship. You can still find yourself in an abusive relationship because that's what the abuser wants. And they are in control. And so then again, we get to come back around on that circle. Okay, where do we go for help? Because that's another place where we can step in.
And the manipulation mm-hmm. can be so powerful. To gain the control, and because that's kind of what it is. It's manipulation to get to a point where now, no matter what I say, it's truth.
Some point along their lives, abusers have learned or they have, it's become their norm where they only care about power and control and they do anything to keep that power and control. And so when we're talking to young people, we talk about, you know, imagine having this paper bag full of water and doing everything in your power to keep that bag full of water. That's what abusers do. Everything in their power to keep that victim exactly where they want them under their power and control. And so day to day looks very different. What worked yesterday for them might not work for them today. And so they only care about power and control. And when we can teach people what that power and control looks like, it's easier for them to recognize, and maybe they recognize it sooner.
Yeah. And with that recognition, then start trying to garner the internal strength to take action.
And know that they can't change that power and control in that person. That's not their job, their responsibility. Just getting out in a way is the way to be safe.
We do talk a lot about domestic violence, intimate partner violence, but the Sheridan Advocacy and Resource Center does serve individuals who have experienced a violent crime. Maybe it wasn't with a partner.
Right.
Maybe something else happened. Maybe I feel powerless now because I've been burglarized. I've been robbed.
Right.
Maybe I've been assaulted on the street by someone I didn't even know. Mm-hmm. And my sense of control, my sense of safety, it's gone. Mm-hmm. How often do you get those people in there who say, look, I just need my internal strength back. And I feel like it was taken from me. They took more than material possessions.
Well, and that does happen often in our community. Not as often as you think, because we do live in a pretty amazing community. But we'll almost see it in a pattern. I think it was a few years back, we actually had three cases of people walking home after drinking and ending up in somebody's car, somebody's front porch, and somebody's living room.
Wow.
Just random people. And now there was no necessary threat of harm because these people were drunk, passed out, and they thought they were in their friends' homes. But the people whose homes had a stranger in there, mm-hmm. whose minds went to, what if I wasn't safe? What could this person have done to me? How can I be safe? How do I keep this from happening to me again? You know, their sense of safety definitely does get twisted. And so they do come to us and we do talk about it. And we talk about different ways they can keep their homes safer and regain that feeling of safety back in their castle, in their home, where you think you should always be safe.
Always, yeah.
And things out of your control happen. So we do see it.
Especially the assaults, you know, and the male survivors that we work with where, maybe they were out having, you know, a good time with their friends and they were a victim of assault. We do have it where it's random. Their sense of safety is shattered or their sense of how they thought they would have responded to something like that happening as a male isn't how they responded. Mm-hmm. And so they're grappling with that, which those types of instances are my favorites to talk to because, yeah, we can talk about feelings. We can talk about fear in a real sense in a safe place and allow these types of survivors to come to terms with, you know, there is no one way to respond. You don't have to be this knight in shining armor. You don't have to respond to violence with violence. And it's okay that you didn't. And I think if they have a safe space to talk about that, then they start to come to terms with like, okay, that was out of my control, but moving forward, I can heal from this.
And that's going to take some time.
Yeah,
and
for sure.
It's going to take a lot of talking. And I know you ladies aren't counselors, but right. you know, that would be included. I would imagine, right. you know, somewhere down the line. I just wanted people to know, yes, we talk about these certain types of intimate violence, mm-hmm.
yes.
but the Sheridan Advocacy Center and Resource Center is there for you if you've been a victim of any kind mm-hmm. of violent crime, and they want to help you through the court system. They will sit you down and explain the next step. What should I look forward to? Where and when should I be? They're going to help you out. And one of the best parts about the center, they're going to help you out until it's resolved.
Yeah.
And yes. that may take years and years.
Yeah.
But guess what? They'll be with you every step of the way. I got to take a quick commercial break. More with the Sheridan Advocacy and Resource Center. Just a moment. You're listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM. Sheridan.
What makes First Federal Bank and Trust different?
No shareholders, just shared values and profits that are reinvested locally, supporting nonprofits to help our community thrive.
Mutual means more for our communities.
With years of trusted local service and modern banking tools that make life easier, mutual means more.
First Federal Bank and Trust, banking with shared values. Member FDIC.
Do you ever hear ringing, buzzing, or humming when the room is quiet? You might be dealing with tinnitus, and if so, you're definitely not alone. Hi, this is Dr. Addison Dempsey from Ebia Hearing in Sheridan. We talk with people every day who feel frustrated, exhausted, and unsure where to turn because of tinnitus. The good news is there are treatment options. Advanced hearing aids like Starkey Omega AI can help reduce the perception of tinnitus by properly stimulating your auditory nerve and with masking technology. We also offer Lanier, an innovative FDA-approved therapy that combines sound with gentle stimulation to help retrain how the brain responds to tinnitus. There's no one-size-fits-all solution, which is why we start by listening to you. If you're struggling to hear well or tinnitus is affecting your sleep, focus, or quality of life, schedule a consultation with Ebia Hearing today. You deserve quiet, clear moments again. Ebia Hearing on Coffeen Avenue in Sheridan. Call 674-8920. That's 674-8920.
Say hello to the future of choosing your dream kitchen or bath. Buffalo Stone and Tile now house Wyoming's first 100% self-serve showroom, open every day 7:30 to 7. Granite, quartz, porcelain tile, luxury vinyl plank, faucets, hardware, thousands of today's hottest finishes, all ready for you to explore on your schedule. Just stop by, call the number on the door, and get buzzed in. No appointments, no pressure. Buffalo Stone and Tile, 1402 Sugarland Drive, behind WyoVision. Self-serve, stress-free, seriously gorgeous. Design help available by appointment.
Reserve your spot on an unforgettable 11-day Denali Explorer Princess Cruise with Latitudes Travel, departing Vancouver May 16th. Visit Ketchikan, Juneau, and Skagway, and cruise through Glacier Bay National Park. Then enjoy direct to the wilderness rail service to Denali National Park for a three-night stay. A small deposit holds your place, and packages start at just $1,649 per person. Call Rick or Julie at Latitudes Travel of Wyoming, 674-0656, or stop by 157 West Brundage next to Real Deals in Sheridan.
Good morning and welcome back to Public Pulse. I'm your host, Floyd Whiting. And this morning, we're sitting with Sheridan Advocacy and Resource Center Executive Director, Yvonne Swanson, and Assistant Director, Rhonda Weber. Now, in the past, we've talked about the importance of staff well-being. Taking care of advocates, the people who are taking care of us. This is just as critical. How does the post-holiday period allow the center an opportunity to kind of rotate staff on and off? I mean, are you able to do that? Do you have enough people that you can do that, Yvonne?
Well, we do. It's always been pretty amazing because the staff in our office, we are all in different phases of our lives. with children, without children, married, not married, things like that.
On an engagement pink cloud.
all of those amazing things. But so we're always able to make sure Crisis Line is covered. People can take their vacation as they want and need. They can be home with their kids. They can have family time on Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, things like that. So it's always been a blessing that it's always worked out that way. And last time I was on, we talked a little bit about how walk-ins and phone calls, things like that, seem to be less during the holiday season, which provides that little more downtime in our office for our advocates to catch up on things that have fallen aside and to have that little bit of time and breathing space so that they can kind of regather and get ready for the upcoming months. And so we've been really blessed around that.
And Rhonda, I believe you and I spoke, it'd be a while ago now. We talked about how the holidays were coming up. Mm-hmm. And I thought, boy, this is going to be a busy time for you guys down there. But it's actually the exact opposite, isn't
it? It's normal. I think that people think that, and it can be, of course. I mean, violence happens. People come in that it doesn't stop completely. But what tends to happen, at least for us in Sheridan County, around the holidays is people are home. Their kids are home. They want to be, you know, survivors, victims living in that situation want to have their families at home. They want to create this idea of the family holiday,
keep things
as normal as possible. Nobody wants to spend Christmas in a shelter. And so they're trying to hold everything together the best they can. And I want to shout out to victims who are holding it together over the holidays, because I can't imagine what they're enduring
because it still happens. The violence and those relationships are still happening.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It doesn't stop when
it
the
doesn't
tree goes
stop.
Down. Yeah, they're just not utilizing the time right then to come in. Their kids aren't in school, dragging their kids into an office, things like that. So that's what we mean when it slows down. Now, you know, the kids are back in school, the schedules are starting to become a little bit more normalized, things are back on track. We'll start to see a pickup in people reaching out.
You ladies have been doing this job for a long time.
Yeah.
Looking back, and this is going off topic, but something that came to my mind that I want individuals out there listening to know. If you were to take an individual who had suffered under an abusive spouse, what's the longest you've seen before they walk through that door?
The longest we've seen?
Yeah.
Before they come in?
Like 20, 30 years?
I've had people who, I mean, in their 80s come in, and they've been married since they were 20, and they want to talk about it. And that's a lot to unpack. And it's an interesting conversation to have, because as we know, going through relationships, we talk about this all the time. There's seasons of relationships. There's ups and there's downs and all kinds of things. And in an abusive relationship, it's interesting to hear somebody that age talk about all of these good times that they had, and then knowing as the expert, this has been, you know, 60 years of an abusive relationship. It's really profound.
And those relationships are hard too, because a lot of times they come in when law enforcement's been involved and there's an end to a relationship. When somebody's arrested, there's bond conditions, no communication is allowed because the courts have put restrictions on it. There's an end to a relationship, and that can be hard for somebody. When you talk to somebody who has been married for 50 years, who has been in an abusive relationship, and they're hearing that there's places like ours that will listen, they don't want to change their relationship.
Yeah.
They don't want to get out of their relationship. They're at an age where they feel like this is their life. This is where they are, but they want validation in their feelings, and they want validation that what their experience isn't normal and that there could be something different, but they're willing to endure it because financial, their age, their children, what's going to happen next, and other things. So then we talk about, well, how can you safely stay in your relationship? What are things that you can do? Are there people and support systems that you have in place? Can you come and talk to us when you're having a bad day? You know, things like that, because they're not going to leave.
Yeah. We don't make people leave. That's the biggest takeaway we always want everybody that we talk to know is we don't make decisions for those people. And it's exactly that reason. They are living it. They are the ones in that relationship. They are very aware. They know what they are living through. So let us just build a safety plan with you. Validate you. Approaching that kind of conversation with somebody that age is very different. You know, you want to do a lot more listening than you are talking. And really just kind of show them some new ways. Teach them some new things about relationships. What was 60 years ago is certainly not today. And so, yeah, those are nice conversations to have.
And the idea of changing a life is more painful. Just the idea. Because I haven't taken steps to do the act. The idea of changing my life is more painful than what I go through.
The idea of changing life is scary and painful. Coupled with, compounded with all the manipulation that they've endured, should they change, should they leave? And so where is the reality? And that we're not going to unpack in a 20-minute conversation. So,
And yeah. I think it is important that the individual, the client who has walked through that door, has all the control. Yeah, that might be the first time in their life.
Exactly.
In years and years that they have a say of what's going to happen to
that's
themselves.
That's exactly right. Yeah.
And so I think that's just so vital and empowering. And you know what? I would dare say maybe even a little confusing for some people.
Sure.
That's one of our number one priorities is when we're listening to somebody is empowering them to start making some choices for themselves. I spoke with one lady married at 16, was 40 something years old. And her statement to me was, he took my voice. I didn't have a voice. I didn't make decisions. I didn't make decisions on grocery shopping, on the bills, on where our kids were going to go to school, how to do anything. And she's like, I had no skills. She had no skills, no money, no anything. And she knew that she needed to get out.
And she still had the strength to do that.
And she did. And she's doing amazing right now.
That's
and
great.
She's super
and I hope
successful.
She's screaming from the
and
mountaintops.
It's amazing.
Right now.
And it's a beautiful thing to watch somebody be able to complete that process.
Yeah.
Because it's scary.
It absolutely is. Please give me your number and your address.
So our 24-hour crisis line is 307-672-2222. We are at 136 Coffeen Avenue, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. It's right across from Ridley's. We have safe parking in the back, so you don't have to park on Coffeen Avenue. You can reach us through our Facebook page, our Instagram page, and then we have a website at arcsheridan.org.
If you make the choice to go in there,
it's
going to be your decision from beginning to end.
Yes, and we are just here. You know, no judgment, no pressure. Just there to listen.
And no money. Yeah. We are a free, you know, center to just help people.
Even if you just want to talk, folks, and then maybe get some of that validation, walk through those doors.
Yeah, ladies. And if coming in is intimidating, give us a call first. All of our advocates are available during the day. So, yeah.
I appreciate you both so much, and I appreciate what you do in the community.
Thank you.
All right. When we return, we're going to speak with the Sheridan County YMCA. You're listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE at 103.9 FM. Sheridan.
Some banks answer to shareholders.
First Federal Bank and Trust answers to the community.
Because as a mutual bank, everyone benefits. Profits stay local.
Supporting nonprofits and community programs with decades of local roots and modern online and mobile banking that fits your life.
More than a bank.
A mutual commitment.
First Federal Bank and Trust. Member FDIC.
So Jill, let me get this straight. You're telling me there's a moment in the year where there is less competition to buy a home in Sheridan, and that time is now?
That's right, Colton. Hi, this is Jill Bates with the Bates Team at Best. And while some choose to hibernate and wait until spring to begin looking at homes, there are still sellers waiting to get their homes sold.
And if you are a seller, know that the colder season will bring ready, serious buyers.
And when you list your home with Best, your home will shine bright and show well no matter the season.
Looks like now is the exact right time, so give us a call today at 675-BEST and visit bestwy.net.
I'm here with Candace Kindred from Teriyaki Madness talking New Year's resolutions.
Tommy, hi. If eating better or getting fit is on your list, Teriyaki Madness has you covered. High protein chicken, steak, tofu or salmon, real veggies, and bold flavors made fresh daily. And yes, we have gluten-free options too.
That sounds delicious.
Whether you're counting protein, cutting carbs, going gluten-free, or just want food that actually fuels your day, Teriyaki Madness is your go-to for healthy meals.
This year, eat smarter with Teriyaki Madness. Healthy never tasted this good.
January holds a secret, a fire hidden beneath winter's deepest cold. It's called garnet, January's gemstone. It's long been associated with protection, passion, strength, and lasting friendship, making it a meaningful choice for gifts. At Legacy Diamond and Gems in Sheridan, see garnets already designed for purchase or speak with their experts to craft a piece as unique as the stone itself. Jewelry forged in winter, worn forever, a legacy. Legacy Diamond and Gems, 11 North Main Street in Sheridan, online at legacydiamondgems.com.
This is the Captain with Captain Clean. Are you noticing unnecessary dust in your home? If so, your ductwork may be telling you it's time for a cleaning. HVAC and furnace cleaning will undoubtedly optimize your furnace's performance and keep your indoor air quality free of unnecessary dust and allergens. If you like clean air and lower energy bills, call our experts at Captain Clean today and schedule your next HVAC cleaning. Captain Clean, affordable choices for healthy living.
Mossholder's Design Center is here to help you create a space that you'll love. If you're relocating, remodeling, or just refreshing your home, Mossholder's talented design team can help you through the process. With free in-home consultations, Mossholder's will be able to find the furniture and finishing touches that work best with your space, your lifestyle, and your budget. So if you want to change the look of just one room or furnish an entire home, Mossholder's designers can get it done. Mossholder's, furniture is our passion.
Good morning. Welcome back to Public Pulse. Bradley brought to you by our friends out there at First Federal Bank and Trust. I'm Floyd Whiting. For our second part this morning, I am joined by the Executive Director of the Sheridan County YMCA, Liz Cassidy. Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
Now, for the individuals who know the show rather well, they do realize I had the YO on yesterday. I got you on today. That's because the last time you were scheduled to be on, we were all home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Taking the day off.
And you know, I'm so glad to be back because I need structure. So things like, well, it was the first Thursday of the month and I didn't go on Public Pulse. My whole world
just
off.
Throws it all off, right? Yeah, my wife was actually really happy to get back to work yesterday. She had a lot of time off that she had to get used. And I think it was day three out of about a week and a half where she was like, I can't wait to get back to work.
That's good.
But yeah, she took it on herself to just go ahead and do this massive clean out, like to the point where you come home and she looks at it and she's like, we got to go to the dump.
Right.
So yeah, I benefited from that in the end. Well, how were your holidays?
Oh, they were wonderful. At home, kiddos, the best, you know.
Easy living.
Too much stuff and all the joy. They are talking about routine. They are tradition kids. So they're like, oh, don't forget, we do this at this time and we do this. And it's kind of, I don't know, it's enjoyable to realize your kids just want to do all the stuff you thought you were kind of forcing them along to do.
But they actually wanted it.
It's like when you turn your music on and they are singing along, you're like, oh, you didn't even catch yourself not liking my music.
There you go.
It's been in the background long enough.
As a mom, I mean, that's pretty great, right? Because a lot of people like to make fun of the idea of the mom turning to the kids. You're having fun, right? Are you having fun? And I will admit, I am that mom. I look at my daughter when we go to an art exhibit or somewhere mm-hmm. else, and I'm like, you're having fun, right? Like, right. This isn't wasted on anybody, right? Like,
right.
I just got to check and make sure everyone's having a good time. So that's good to hear. You don't even have to check anymore. They're the ones checking with you.
That's
Mom,
right.
Are you awake? Let's go have some
fun.
Let's
do this.
It's New Year's.
Yeah.
All right. Now, we always talk about New Year's resolutions and the mm-hmm. influx of individuals. I'm just going to get right to the point this year.
Yeah.
The best way to stick with a resolution is what?
Ooh. I think to make it something you're looking forward to.
Have fun.
Yeah. Gosh, treat yourself. And if treating yourself is letting yourself do a walk outside and you can look forward to that and you can break up your day, if it's just taking the time to call someone, don't make it a chore that something like, I'm going to, you know, it's a little like kids with fun, like we're going to have fun if it kills us.
Yeah.
New Year's resolutions that are like something you don't want to do are doomed to fail.
Yeah.
Because it's like a punishment. And I hope nobody tries to punish themselves this year. And so the more joy and positivity and like, look at, I get to do this, the better.
Yeah. What a great way to look at it, because you're right. Usually people are like, I have to get down there.
Yeah.
And if I don't make it at 7 a.m., mm-hmm. I'm going to not allow myself this, or I'm right. going to make myself do an extra mile. Mm-hmm. We tend to punish ourselves for these types of things. And this is like deep-seated psychology stuff
right.
that took me years to learn. Stop. Mm-hmm. Stop punishing yourself. You're a human being. You're allowed. Okay, you're a couple minutes late. You'll be right. all right. The sun's going to rise tomorrow, whether.
Sure.
You know?
Well, and at the Y, you know, there's so many things where it can be the worst of times or the best of times, depending on your outlook. So, parking lots full. Like, I started my workout by coming from the back 40 of the parking lot. Like, awesome. I already got in a
got
little
steps,
uneven
yeah.
ground with the ice. I got all these things in. I got a chat with the front desk. There was kids in the hall. Like, I got my community on my way to work out. You know, for me, I like to play on the treadmill. And a lot of people are like, how do you do that? But I like, there's solitaire on the treadmill.
Oh, wow.
And I have figured out over the years, not just to walk and do solitaire, but I mean, a little pat on the back. I can run and play solitaire.
That's pretty good.
And there's several Y members that I love. Like, they play solitaire, so it's just comparing our notes.
Yeah.
Like, how many wins do you have? Like, do you have enough to hit Deadwood? Or are you on a streak you should just take the flight to Vegas? Like, where are you in the world of luck? And for me, it's... maybe today I'm not running. Maybe I'm just walking. But I get to do, you know, 10 to 15 hands of solitaire and get my brain cleared. And then I have something, you know, it's not the weather or politics or whatever else. Yeah. Like, we talk our solitaire scores, and that's like a little bright spot for me. It's not stressful. It's
no competition, really.
Right.
Just a friendly time.
Right. And you see that with lots of folks that I get to see every day that have just a positive outlook on life. So if the music in the class is not their cup of tea, they're like, it's good. It's good to be exposed to different music. And I'm like, yeah.
Good outlook.
It's good to, you know, have that little huff and puff walking into the Y. It's good to see my people at whatever. Like, instead of it being like, there's no parking spots out there, or I didn't like the music, or all those things. And so, I mean, that's my resolution, is to take all that joy and magic. I get so happy at Christmas at the Y because you see all the college kids come back.
Oh, yeah.
You just get to see kids that I'm now, you know, showing my age. They watched in preschool, and now they're bringing in their kids when they come home. And it's so great. And so my resolution is keep that mindset going as long as I can.
And you know, a lot of people out there might say, hey, you know, that's not a choice, but really it kind of is. There are people that we call the people of light around here who just seem to be happy in just
right.
about any situation. They find that bright side. I am so envious of those individuals who just have that personality. Because one thing that I do is show me the cracks. Where's the crack in this?
The cynical.
Somewhere, someone's trying to get away with something. And I don't like having that outlook in an everyday life. You know, it's just, it doesn't make me miserable by any means, but I could be happier on a daily basis.
Well, and just like it's flu season.
Ugh.
That negativity is so contagious. And so I just remember that every day. Like, what am I spreading? Am I spreading that negativity? Because then it's just going to keep coming back to me threefold. And so it's a good time of year. Just like, you know, I take my extra vitamins.
There you go.
I just think, wait, what am I spreading to my kids? What am I spreading to, you know, my fellow humans?
That's a great way to look at it. Just walk out every day and think, what am I going to spread today?
Yeah.
I'm going to spread joy, positivity. Yeah. I mean, imagine if everybody made that decision as we came out and really, really tried.
Oh, so influential on each other.
Right? Yeah. It'd be amazing. Now, one thing that I always had a problem with, the snow, Liz. You know, it's one of those situations where as I got older, I stopped sledding. Mm. I stopped snowboarding. The snow went from being something fun to being just more work.
Mm-hmm.
Longer to get to work. Now I got to go shovel the walkway. Now snow is just work.
Mm-hmm.
My wife loves it. She absolutely loves the snow. She's pretty heartbroken this year. Mm-hmm. One thing that I've made the decision to do is get into skiing.
Hey.
Now, this is something not downhill, cross country.
Yeah.
And it's something where I can try and find a little joy in the snow. I live in Wyoming, for Pete's sake. I better find some joy in
right.
that snow. Now, one of the newest offerings up at the Y
right.
is Nordic skiing. Tell me about this.
Yeah, so just like your wife, we're hoping for snow. This is a really cool opportunity because a lot of times the barrier is, okay, I need a reliable car and I need time to get up, to get to one of the, you know, groomed trails.
They can be quite a ways up there, too.
Right. And so we are in an awesome partnership with Black Mountain Nordic Group helping us. We got a grant, so we've got the equipment down at the Y, and we'll be able to, if the snow ever comes, be able to have our own groomed trail at the Y and hold our own, you know, like, intro to Nordic skiing. So this would be for ages 9 to 12 before you have the opportunity to do junior high Nordic skiing. My daughter was on their team and she had never had any time to do it before then. And so it would be a really great, you know, program to get kids interested in it. And we're looking out the weather out the window and saying, well, let's just play it by ear and you're welcome either way. It's a little like washing your car and then it brings the rain or the snow. We got the equipment to have a Nordic ski so that we don't get any snow. And you know, talking about our outlook, and it's fine either way. We're excited if we can offer this. We're also excited that right now kids are playing soccer on our soccer field.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, holy moly, it's January 6th.
And kids are outside.
Kids are outside
soccer.
In their t-shirts after school. So that's awesome. But if we get some snow, this will be awesome. And so we're still doing registration until January 12th. But, you know, if it doesn't happen, we'll certainly contact you. So if you're interested in taking that leap of faith with us, the snow's coming, please, you can register online or in person, and that's for ages 9 to 12, getting them ready.
All right. Now, January 12th, the deadline for registration on that, I don't know what the weather's going to bring, folks. We're all kind of in in a limbo. This year was going to be the big year for us to go out and really start doing this.
Everyone has been telling me their Farmer's Almanac has shared this, so I still have faith in Farmer's Almanac.
Yep, I do too. And my father has sworn by that since he was a kid. Now, when it comes to gear provided, can I bring my own or is it advisable to use what you have?
You know, it's really a great starting. So we would never recommend for someone to go out and buy all the gear. Kids are growing, all the things. We have the gear provided as part of the program. If you have it and you're already like, yeah, of course, come on, bring it down. But we always want to make sure when we think accessibility for our programs, we don't just think scholarships, but we think gear. So just like shin guards and cleats, we can help you out if that's an obstacle. With this, we're like, oh, certainly don't invest. Give it a try.
Yeah.
Just like our climbing shoes.
Yeah.
We've got those down there for all the kids.
We went to a sports outlet and we were going to purchase some. And luckily, the individual behind the counter was like, whoa, 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 you're just getting into it?
Right.
How about we start a rent first? And that way, mm-hmm. if you don't end up enjoying it as much as you want, you're not out any money. And I really do appreciate that. Now, one thing, you know, I always see like the small group setting, mm-hmm. and I do realize that, you know, with the staff that you've got out there, the amount of people within these programs varies. But there is a number that you're, I don't know if you could say, required to have within a limit when it comes to participants per instructor, per teacher. You like to keep things small.
Yeah. You know, especially for things that we would identify as you're starting out. So it's like level one swimming. And I don't know what the ratio is we have for Nordic skiing, but with things that take a lot of like, you know, safety and setup and younger kiddos, we always think in terms of like, okay, how many adult hands need to be on deck? So is that helping kids float so they're not sitting on the wall forever waiting their turn?
Yeah.
Or ice skating, you know, let me tell you, when I put ice skates on a kid, and I'm pretty quick anymore, it is labor intensive to get ice skates on all the kids and then all the kids being like, hold my hand. And so we are pretty thoughtful in terms of like, what is really the capacity and how do we keep it safe and fun and active?
Yeah, absolutely. And now, moving on down to what's going to be offered. I'm running out of time with you the way that I always jackjaw on. Swim lessons, still a core offering, something that you and I talk about quite a bit, yeah. Something that we both feel is very important, still going on.
Yeah, yep. So, and it just goes by the month. So every month we start on the first Monday of that month. And so it's easy to keep track of. This is a good time. I know we don't have any snow on the ground, but it's a good time to be thinking, okay, how do we get the swim lessons in before it's water time?
Girls volleyball.
New, very exciting for third through fifth grade. So in Sheridan, there's nothing besides, you know, competitive traveling volleyball. And I think that there's a big need for rec volleyball in terms of giving it a try, just like Nordic skiing. So that's going to be starting. It's going to run February through March 12th, so you can register now. But a really great program for girls.
Okay, fantastic. And going to start with the fundamentals and build up from there.
Yes.
So this can be literally an introduction class.
Absolutely. Don't have to come in knowing how to spike the ball.
Okay.
Nothing.
Going to be going over a lot of the fundamentals, learning the game as they go. I love opportunities like that. Because, you know, I'll be honest with you. I had a daughter who was interested in volleyball when she was in junior high. I know zero about that game. All right. Now, moving on down the line, shifting to adult program.
Yeah.
Prenatal preparation workshop.
Yes.
Something we've talked about in the past, but I do love this program.
Yeah. So eight-week course. If you are expecting, it's for you, your partner. It's going to run January 13th through March 3rd. We do need to have, you know, a handful of couples to make it a go just because we're bringing in so many different providers, experts. And so this is a weekly session. It's awesome, but a really great thing while you're expecting.
Get a little ground under your feet.
That's right.
I mean, going into this, if this is your first baby, there are going to be things that you... Dr. Spock didn't cover everything. I'll say that.
Yes.
All right. Now, finally, adults looking for something social and very active, the Dead Swede training sessions?
Yeah. So this is a really fun new thing for Saturdays, starting January 17th. So you sign up for the Dead Swede. That's your New Year's resolution. And you're like, yeah. And then you're like... okay, how do I get started?
Now
and so
what, right?
It's a drop-in style, so you don't need to register ahead of time. Just, you know, pay your daily fee or just come with your membership. And it's from 9 to 11 in the morning on Saturdays. And we'll just do kind of like a casual cruising with other people who are going to ride. So you can be like talking strategy. You can be talking gear. It's not like a instructor-led course that's going to, you know, it's hey, you're biking too? Awesome. Like when the snow comes, we can all hang out in the Y without the ice and get some hours under your belt training.
Now, is this primarily going to be fixed bike, or are you saying, hey, bring your gear down? Let's go for
this
a ride.
Is a fixed bike. So we have really nice stationary bikes. They're, say, the line, you can follow your metrics on your phone with them. Like,
oh, great.
They're,
yeah.
I mean, beyond me. And I think it will be a really awesome asset for our local riders.
Now, Liz, I've run out of time with you. In less than a minute, Camp Roberts.
Yes.
It's sold.
Well, we are selling it.
Are selling. Okay.
Yes. And so it's our YMCA camp at the Bighorns. And, you know, we've worked really hard and kind of that, how do we keep doing the good work and make sure that it's, you know, financially an appropriate use of resources. And so the fire insurance has went up exponentially.
Yeah.
And we have done everything in terms of trimming and what if we did this to mitigate it? And they said, you can't even have it on your Y insurance anymore. So we had to get a second policy. And we're looking at the numbers and we think, what could we do for kids, for a lot more kids with those same resources? And so Camp Roberts will live on and we will be doing all sorts of alternative camp programming that fits that mission and essence. But unfortunately, as a property, we are going to be, I think it's now officially on the market.
Okay. All right. I just wanted to ask you that
before
we head off. I know a lot of people were asking about that. So, Liz, I want to thank you for coming in this morning.
Hey, thank
changing
you.
Changing your schedule to be with me. I greatly appreciate it.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. You've been listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM. Sheridan.
What makes First Federal Bank and Trust different?
No shareholders, just shared values and profits that are reinvested locally, supporting nonprofits to help our community thrive.
Mutual means more for our communities.
With years of trusted local service and modern banking tools that make life easier, mutual means more.
First Federal Bank and Trust, banking with shared values. Member FDIC.
When it comes to Wyoming, your roof takes the hits. Hail, wind, snow, and sun. That's why Brandon 307 Roofing and Exteriors installs metal roofing built to last. From commercial-grade R-panel, residential metal roofs, and our impact-resistant 24-gauge standing seam systems, every option is engineered for strength, longevity, and performance. When you want protection that lasts a lifetime, call Brandon 307 for your free inspection. Quality materials, quality installation, local experience you can count on. Visit Brandon307.com. Brandon 307, Branding Wyoming, one home at a time.
Don't miss the Rafter T. Angus annual sale Saturday, January 10th at 1 p.m. at Buffalo Livestock Marketing. Kale and Kim Kretschmann and the family will offer a top group of 60 range-ready yearling Angus bulls. The quality will be outstanding and the bulls will be ready to go to work. So come for lunch at 11:30. The sale begins promptly at 1. Request your sale catalog today to be entered to win a $500 sale day credit. Visit RafterTAngus.com.
This is Ed McIntosh with your song requests on Classic Country Sunday. We're live from 8 until noon every Sunday on KWYO.